If you're driving right now in Oneonta, look at the road. Pay attention. It's dark out there, so be careful. But yeah, enjoy, guys.
Hi, we're James.
And Mary.
We've been retired for 15 years and never been busier.
Life's tight, but we eat right by making whole grain sandwiches and chopped veggies.
We're heading out to our grandkids' soccer game, so prepping meals saves us time and money and makes lunch easy to pack.
Learn how you could eat right when life's tight. Visit snapedny.org.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergie Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience A Taste of Lunar New Year, located at Sergie Lee Hall in the Great Room. Check out Trivia Tuesday, starting at 9 p.m., located in Hunt Union in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words Poetry event, starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m., located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Sergie Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked, everyone.
My show, Whatever I Want. So every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m., we're on the air playing the best music. Honestly, Sundays is probably, like, no shade, but Sundays, I mean, we got Obscurities with Magda Chanel. We got Whatever I Want with Andrew Trebilcock back to back. Like, we got Airbud with Joe. Come on. So three banger shows back to back to back. I mean, you can't hate on that. But yeah, you know, we play some cool stuff on the show. We were playing some bangers first half of the show. We played some Geese, a little bit of Duster. We played some Death Cab for Cutie, Nick Drake, Bjork, all your favorites. But yeah, we're gonna keep it going, you know, with the bangers. Playing right now, Local Forecast by Casino versus Japan. Great, like, atmospheric electronic group. Love them. I was trying to get the CD. This album is called Go Hawaii. Casino versus Japan. I was trying to get the CD, and it's only like $200. Wow, so cheap. Imported from like Japan. I love that. But yeah, I'm not paying $200 for the CD. I'll just burn the CD when I get home. But yeah, so it's coming up. What do we got? We got some My Bloody Valentine. We got some New Order. We got some Stereolab. More Casino versus Japan. We got some good stuff coming up. I got some CDs in the studio with me right now too. I was playing some stuff earlier. I played some REM. What else did I play? Some Galaxy 500. These are familiar names to you guys, but excuse me, hold on. Sorry. Excuse me, it tastes like a cinnamon raisin bagel. But yeah, I got some Nick Drake, maybe? Nick Drake CD. I got an introduction to Nick Drake. That's the CD I got. Yeah, so what should I play? What do we got here? I'll let the song run out, and I'll make up my mind what I'm going to play, so stay tuned. I'm going to play some good stuff. Enjoy it. Made up my mind. So yeah, Casino vs. Japan, Local Forecast is the name of the song. Go Hawaii is the album. If you like it, check it out. You know, great album. I love Casino vs. Japan. If you like that stuff. But yeah, so I've decided. I got two CDs in the studio right now. I got Duster Self-Titled. This is a great CD. It's my wallpaper on my phone. It's like a little white cat for the album cover. But if you know Duster, you'll know this album. But if you don't, like, that's totally fine. I hope you guys like it. Yeah, this just came in the mail today. Yeah, super good. A lot of great songs on the album. Chocolate and Mint, Summer War, Letting Go. I'm going to play Summer War by Duster. If you don't know it, you know, listen to it. You know, don't just, like, tune out and be like, nah, I don't know who that is. I only know Taylor Swift. I'm not going to listen to this. Listen, you know, you might like it. And then right after, I got another CD in the studio. I got Welcome the Summer Heartbreak by Helvetta. I'm not going down that rabbit hole again with that goddamn name. But this is a album they put out last year, 2025. It's also the guitarist for Duster made this group, Helvetta. And yeah, they're great. It's one of my favorite bands. But yeah, so we're going to play Duster first. Summer War by Duster. That's what we're going to play. So I'm just going to shut up and play it. So I hope you guys like it. I really do. And if you don't, I don't know. Then just wait for the next song. Maybe you'll like that one. We'll be right back. Summer War by Duster. Yes, dude. So good. I love it. Yeah, it's from their self-titled album. So yeah, if you liked it, if you haven't heard that song before, I hope you enjoyed it. Check it out. Duster, released in 2019, this album. I didn't know. I feel like it was a lot earlier than that, but I guess not. Duster's pretty old, too. This, I think, 90s. I don't know. See, where's Jack Horn when you need him? That's my roommate, by the way. He's the Duster guy, right? Maybe. I don't know. Someone ask him. But yeah, so up next, I'm going to play Helvetia, one of their songs. The guitarist from that last band, Duster, has his own group, Helvetia. Yeah, this is from their album, Welcome to Summer Heartbreak. I'm going to play their song. It's so dark in here. I'm going to play their song, Tumble Resonance Device. That's going to be the name of this next song. So, yeah, if you don't know it, enjoy it. If you do know it, you a real one. You're a homie. So, here it is. Here, I have a little game for you guys. See if you can see the similarities between that last band, Duster, and this song. Huh? Kind of similar.
All the reasons for us gonna get it. All the can't tell you cause you already do. The tumble resonance device second hits it for you. Mistake was listening with heart. Head got crushed in a vice.
Okay. Tumble Resonance Device was that song. Banger, good album. That was from my personal CD. But yeah, I love the way they layer the vocals on that track. Very cool. But yeah, up next, I'm going to play some My Bloody Valentine. This is going to be from their EP, their 1988 EP, You Made Me Realize. But yeah, I mean, if you were around in 1988, you know, give me a holler. If you know this, you know, that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, My Bloody Valentine, great, great group. I play them a lot on the show. But yeah, so I'll shut up. The song is called Drive It All Over Me. That's the name of this song. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ceremony. A new order. Yeah. Awesome track. Written by a late Ian Curtis of Joy Division. Yeah, this was originally a Joy Division song. I believe there's a recording of them playing it. But yeah, after, you know, Ian Curtis passed away and kind of Joy Division was left in scrambles, Bernard Sumner, you know, he picked up the torch and, you know, decided to sing Ceremony. So, beautiful song. I was playing this album earlier, On Fire by Galaxy 500, and there's a bonus track on that album of it's a cover of Ceremony. Very good song. I love that cover, but, you know, nothing beats the original. The Joy Division version is awesome also. But, yeah, keep the ball rolling. I'm going to play this song called Baby's Breath by Loves Lies Crushing. That's the name of the band. But yeah, very distorted, shoegazy, ethereal, great vocals, good song. So I think it's like early 90s. They're pretty, I don't know about well known, but yeah, Baby's Breath, Loves Lies Crushing. Here it is. Thank you. Somewhere You'll Tear Me Away From You. That was the name of that song. Personal favorite of mine. Really beautiful track. Michael Plasser, I love his vocals. It's really just, you know, he's one of my favorite just like singers, songwriters ever, probably. I don't know if any of you guys know Soul Whirling Somewhere, but definitely please check him out. It's really like, if you're into that kind of stuff, like stuff that's a little slower, more ambiance, you'll love him. But yeah, really, I'm very grateful I was able to stumble upon him one day. But yeah, that was from his CD, his album, Eating the Sea. We played one of his tracks earlier, Drained. But yeah, very devastating songwriting there. But yeah, we'll pick it up a little bit. I'm going to play two more like upbeat kind of... I guess you can say electronic tracks. I don't really like classifying genres that much, but I guess you could say like it's in the electronic realm. But I'm going to play Meat Computer. That's the name of the artist. I'm going to play his song Born Again. Came out a few weeks ago. Good track. Very good track. So, yeah, this is Born Again by Meat Computer. So. Meat Computer's Born Again. That's his song. Good track. Short and sweet. Love it. Love the drums. But yeah, so we're going to play another one. This one is called It Makes the Babies Want to Cry by George Clanton. I'm playing this from my CD, his album 100% Electronica. I was talking about it a little earlier. His debut album, George Clanton, very like vaporwave, electronic vibes. Good song. So we are going to play that right now. So I hope you guys like it. Yeah, this song is called It Makes the Babies Want to Cry. It's not very nice though, is it? But oh man, it's good. Okay. That was a good one. Yeah, George Clinton, It Makes the Babies Want to Cry. That's the name of that song. Good song, 100% Electronica is the name of the album. 2015, I believe it was released. So check it out if you don't know it. Yeah, so up next, we're going to bring it back a little bit. This is from an artist I really love called Black Tape for a Blue Girl. Under Project Records, that's the label. Some of the songs earlier from Soul Whirling Somewhere, also under Project Records, kind of similar vibes. This one's a little bit more dark, spooky, a little bit. But this is from their album, The Rope. And this is the self-titled song, The Rope. I believe it was the guy's name, Sam. I believe this was his first like full-length album. They do a lot of cello stuff, a lot of strings, which I love. But yeah, so I'm going to play it. This song is called The Rope by Black Tape for Blue Girl. Try not to get scared. It's a little scary, but I mean, if you want to think of it like that, you know, I think it's a very beautiful song. But yeah, The Rope, Black Tape for Blue Girl. We've got 20 minutes left. Let's do it. Thank you. That was K-Star Stereolab from the album Peng. But yeah, so coming up on the end of the show, I'm going to play you guys one short little last song just to close out the show today. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed if you're listening. Andrew Jabilcock, that's my name. This is Whatever I Want, Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m. Mark your calendars. It's a good show. Jolly good show. But yeah, you know, hope you guys liked it. I'll be back next Sunday with some more songs for you. So yeah, this last song I'm going to play is called 2005 Toyota Corolla. So love you guys. Have a good night.
Ooh. Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday,